Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
People of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspect in the Charlie Kirk killing, facing seven counts, including aggravated murder that could see him sentenced to death if convicted. ABC's Lana Moise.
The case now sparking bipartisan calls to turn down the temperature of today's political debate. Former President Obama last night calling this an inflection point, saying the central premise of our democratic system is that we have to be able to disagree and have sometimes really contentious debates without resorting to violence.
A man in Pittsburgh ramming his car into the FBI office there this morning got out and ran and is still on the loose. King Charles preparing to welcome President Trump for Trump's second state visit to Windsor Castle. Israeli troops and tanks pushing deeper into Gaza City, the second day of a ground offensive that has toppled high-rise buildings and sent civilians running from tent camps where they had been sheltering. The Fed expected to cut interest rates at the conclusion of today's September meeting. This is ABC News. Remember the Publishers Clearinghouse commercials? The people who showed up on your doorstep with a giant check promising you'd be rich? Well, the company went bankrupt a while back, and some of those winners have been left holding the cardboard check and little else.
One man who was promised $5,000 per week for life back in 2012, enough to retire on, telling KGWTV in Oregon he no longer receives the money he relied on.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose my home.
Gaming platform ARB Interactive acquired the company out of bankruptcy this summer and established a new platform for sweepstakes opportunities. But ARB says it's not responsible for paying out prizes issued by Publishers Clearinghouse before July 15th.
That's ABC's Morgan North. Wood. FICO says the average credit score for Americans has dropped 2 points compared to last year, the drop driven by more people pulling out the plastic and a spike in the number of people who have missed credit card payments. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Today's the day. The Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon on the large grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip, from 1:30 until 5:30 p.m. sharp. Come for a full spread of baked goods, cheeses, eggs, fresh fruits and vegetables, herbs, meats to order, honey, maple syrup, jams, canned goods, teas, flowers, and more, all from local producers. Food Share EBT Snap Quest cards are welcome, and every shopper using them gets bonus bucks. Double their benefit up to $10 for fresh produce and herbs, thanks to Richland County Medical Society grant. Kids ages 4 to 17 can earn youth food tokens, and boomerang bag users get coupons too. And today's extra treat, Michael Johnson is back at the market sharing live music while you shop. It all happens today, 1:30 until 5:30 at Richland Area Farmers Market. See photos and weekly updates online at richlandareafarmersmarket.org.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 86. It'll be partly sunny, very warm and muggy, with south to southwest winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 62. 82 Thursday, still warm and muggy with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a small chance of showers. And Friday, partly sunny, somewhat cooler, a slight chance of a shower, and a high of 78. 40% chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it is 58 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, and that is, so far, the overnight low.
Just need a break. A break on me. Shattered like glass. Come apart in my hands. Take as long as it takes. Good break on me. Put your head on my chest. Let me help you forget. When your heart needs to break, just break on me. Someone Would you do anything to change it in words? You wanna take back, but you know you can't. When the pages won't turn and it still hurts, break on me. Shattered like glass, come apart in my hands. Take as long as it takes, girl. Take as long as it takes, girl, break on me. Put your head on my chest, let me help you.
WRCO-FM 100.9, Phil Nee with you on a Wednesday, 12 minutes after 7. Today we celebrate Monte Cristo sandwiches, usually fried and made with Swiss cheese and ham, maybe dipped in egg batter and then pan-fried until golden brown, served with savory, not sweet, but sprinkled with powdered sugar maybe, or maple syrup too. That sounds good. That's a good sandwich. I was kind of thinking about that, and it's not the same thing, but while in Paris, I had the chance to have a couple of times a croque madame, which I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Close, anyway. I just said, hey, give me that sandwich with the egg on top. Yeah, that's what I did. But anyway, good stuff there. That's something to celebrate today. It's National Apple Dumpling Day, too. Oh, man, I like those, too. If you can find it, a little cinnamon ice cream to put with that, that would be just about the ticket. National Professional House Cleaners Day. It's National Table Shuffleboard Day. It's been a long time since I played that. National School Backpack Awareness Day. And it is Constitution Day and Citizenship Day on the 17th of September. Oh, Hank Bray is coming in with some Factor Hanko in just a little bit. Here is Morgan Wallen on Country and Community, WRCO.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. The neighbor's still shooting all next year's deer. Boys still lose less than playing at home. But I got better since you got gone. Step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. But I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like I'll be damned. I'm finally back to being who I am.
Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like I'm damn. I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was over. Bojangles, dance.
Mr. Bojangles, that's Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, a WRCO, and a song written by Jerry Jeff Walker. We'll be back with a little fact or Hanko, or vice versa, and birthdays and anniversaries in a bit as well from WRCO on a Wednesday morning.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
Coming up Wednesday at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts a complete dairy herd dispersal of 271 head of Holstein dairy cattle. The sale features 73 cows in all stages of lactation, including 14 dry cows, plus 198 heifers, 28 bred, 43 ready to breed, 78 from 6 months to a year, and 49 between 2 and 6 months old. This AI-sired and bred herd is milked in a parlor and housed in free stalls with a bulk tank average of 70 pounds, 4.5% fat, 3.3% protein, and SCC at 170. Most milking cows are first and second lactation with bi-monthly herd checks and full vaccination programs. Sires represented include Denver, Kingboy, Diamondback, Aftershock, Corvette, Tropic, Warrior, and more. Service sires include Lombardi, Locksmith, Las Vegas, Hallion P, and others, also selling 6 parlor freestall cows from Washington County with milk weights and SEC provided, a proven Black Angus bull, and the weekly run of fresh cows, bred cows, and heifers, springers, open heifers, breeding bulls, and calves. It all happens Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Richland Cattle Center. Your attendance is appreciated.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Chronic pain can have a lasting impact on your daily life, mental health, ability to get a good night's sleep, and so much more. If you find yourself noticing your pain has been hard to control for extended periods of time, the Richland Hospital and Clinics recommends you speak to your provider about a personalized care plan. Don't wait. Early intervention is key. Help starts here.
It's Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who can dig up anything except your lost car keys, and Julie Karen State Farm. She's got you covered even when life throws curveballs or cow patties. Today's show promises more laughs than a goat on roller skates and just enough entertainment to make you forget about that to-do list you're ignoring. Kick back. Tune in and let Wednesday's Roundup give you the midweek giggles you deserve.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is.
Hank Bray.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
I saw it again. The most gorgeous thing in the world this morning.
The sunshine?
No, sort of. You can call it what you want.
Looking in the mirror?
Oh, no, God, no. My mirror breaks. But no, just flying through. Just gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Anyway. Not exactly sure what that is.
It doesn't matter. But it's gorgeous to me.
Huh.
How you doing?
Are you
tired?
You know, I'm getting along all right. A little late last night.
We're going to switch spots where you're going to go do my job today, where you can get some sleep.
Five sets. And, yeah, we were on the air till almost 10 o'clock.
I know you were.
And
I lost you about 9:03.
That's a late night, yeah. And, again, it was close, competitive all the way, exciting that way. But we only had two sets in, and it was 8:35.
Wow.
So, and, you know, JV won in a long time. But I've said it for a long, long time. It's not just that match. Volleyball warm-ups take way too long. Basketball, they shorten it to 15 minutes, you know, and it should be something like that. That's
I think it
should
be 12 minutes in basketball.
Yeah.
Because you should be stretched and ready to go when you hit the floor.
Right.
That's how
and
I looked
so
at it.
So it was late as a result. Yeah. You know, the match actually didn't start till 8, so, you know, it was nearing 2 hours, and that's probably about what it should be for a 5-set match,
right.
But it's just that we started late.
I just wish, I honestly wish, you know, when people go, well, we can't get to work. Well, baseball, softball start at 4:30, 5 o'clock. Let's move these games up to 5:30.
Yep, I would be in favor of that. And the thing that winter sports runs into, and I understand, is they have, you know, facilities.
100%.
So you've got to, you know, if the girls are playing, you got to end the boys' practice early. Mm-hmm. I get that. But with volleyball, you don't have any conflicts, so you should start earlier.
Yeah, like at 3.
Yeah, there you go. You get Phil home on his bedtime.
Phil's lacking sleep today.
It was a good man. Platteville won in 5 last night. So
Robert Redford died, didn't
I? Robert Redford. I was sad by that yesterday and tried to think about some of his great movies, but I always come back to my favorite one is The Natural.
Yes.
I just love baseball movies anyway, and Roy Hobbs as The Natural.
Yes.
And, you know, it's amazing to me because I thought that was such an outstanding movie, and I've been with people who were talking about baseball movies, and nobody ever brings that up. They're always talking about Major League, which, you know, is a different genre because it's a comedy. Bull Durham, you know, there are a lot of good baseball flicks. Field of Dreams, of course. One that I loved, which was called For the Love of the Game. That was another Kevin Costner movie. Good movie. But The Natural, such a good movie, and he played that so well.
Did you know he was in Captain America in 2014?
Oh, okay. That was one of his later ones.
Yeah, it was, actually.
How about Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Oh, my goodness.
Hard to top that one.
That's a great movie.
And The Sting?
And then Pete's Dragon in Disney.
Oh. He's a voice?
Yeah.
Voice actor in that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
Didn't realize that.
Well, there is another one that says the A Man and the Gun. You remember that one? It's kind of a...
Oh, is that a newer one?
No, it wasn't a newer one, but it was kind of like in the era of Western and going into car. It was a great movie.
Okay.
So
he was in The Horse Whisperer, too, I think.
Well, that was that was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever get a chance to watch that, it's on Pluto right now, actually.
Okay. Yeah, that had to be a later one for him. But yeah, good films over the years, no doubt. I'll have to go back and watch some of those this weekend, maybe.
Yeah.
In between my naps.
Yeah, you better watch that.
Right. Yeah, I'm guessing that a lot of people said that you resembled him over the years. You know,
how's that?
Huh?
Resembled who?
Robert Redford.
Yeah. How's that?
I don't know.
I just said that. I don't think so.
Good looking dude, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Good looking guy. And so anyway, but a very good actor too.
Fact or Hanko today?
Fact or Hanko.
Do you have anything like that?
Henry has never been skinny dipping.
Yeah. I find that hard to believe.
That is the truth. Never in my life.
Did you ever take a bath in the bathtub in the front yard on Saturday nights or not?
Well, here's what we did, and I'm going to embarrass myself. So if it rained, you know, like on a weekend or something, Dad would go, take the clothes off, get on the front porch. And it wasn't a porch. It was a driveway. It was a little cement driveway.
Like
driveway.
The cement pond.
Yes. And we'd go out there, stand in the rain, and wash our bodies with soap. And so,
well, that's the same thing as skinny dipping, right?
No, it's not in your yard with your brothers.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Dad, I'm glad Dad never had a camera back then.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't have one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so, what do you do?
Well, what do you do, buddy? Well, research shows that every day, stress on a parent whose infant is crying can be lessened by watching the same baby smile.
Oh, sure. That's got to be true.
It is fact. And when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Yeah. There's nothing like a little one's smile.
Nothing.
Get him to smile
nothing.
At you.
It's just, even if you don't even know him. I was watching somebody the other day, and that doesn't sound cool, but I was watching somebody the other day in Pitkin, Colorado. They had a little baby, and he just smiled. It's like, oh, what a treat.
I know.
It's just like...
My little grandson, who's a year and a half, if I can get him to smile, that's kind of my whole
goal. It's your whole goal.
Goal of the day. And then yesterday he smiled and waved when I was leaving. And that's melt the old guy's
heart right there. That's awesome.
Yep.
According to the latest survey of 21, per capita, more Floridians have moved to California than the other way around.
Huh. I guess that might be true.
It is true. Well, the Hollywood.
All right.
Rhode Island's artist Fred Forrester uses his pet pig Ashley as a canvas painting landscape and still life scenes across her back. After completing a painting, he posts his work online, carefully washes Ashley, and begins again.
That's weird.
It's really weird.
Painting on a pig?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
It's hogwash. it's all hogwash.
That'd be tough to do, I would think.
Yeah. In 2006, William Shatner, also known as Star Trek's Captain Kirk, sold his kidney stone on eBay for $25,000. I got Captain Kirk's stone.
I think that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
He sold it to help raise cash for an affordable housing nonprofit, Habitat for Humanity.
Humidity.
Humanity. Yeah, because the humidity is really bad.
Yes, it is. Oh, boy. Yeah, who would buy that, you know? I mean...
Somebody did.
I know.
For 25 grand.
25 grand. I can think of a lot of things I'd like to buy.
Not a stone.
Instead of that. Yeah, right.
Not a stone.
Think of the fun we could have.
Oh, my goodness. You know? Boy, I wonder if anybody would buy mine.
Buy your kidney stone?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I really don't want one. And if I get one, I really don't want to pass it.
No kidding. No kidding. Anybody that's had one will tell you.
Yeah, they say it's very painful.
Not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not at all.
In 1894, Philip, the famous composer and pianist, Frederick Chopin.
Chopin.
Is it Chopin?
Chopin.
Well, I call it Chopin.
Okay.
Was so afraid of being buried alive. It says Chopin.
I know it does, but that's not how you say it.
Well, you know what? You got to keep it easy for me.
Boy!
And I'm not going to put Chopin in Friday. Friday's
recipe. Yeah, I was
going
to say he was out chopping.
Yeah, is that Chopin?
Yep. Yeah,
yeah. Chopin, is that right? Frederick Chopin.
Okay.
Is that right?
We know who you mean.
Okay. Was so afraid of being buried alive that his final request was swear to make them cut me up so that I don't have to be buried alive.
Wow. I'm guessing that's got to be true.
It's true. Chopin's heart was removed upon his death and placed in a jar, which is kept in a church crypt in Warsaw, Poland. This is a very jarring story, Philip.
They were chopping Chopin.
Is it Chopin?
Something like that.
It's not chopping.
No, it's not chopping. I know that for sure.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm not a classical music guy, but I do know that, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Pressing the number...
Yes, go ahead.
I don't even know how to spell this, but pressing the number 911 three times on an ATM keyboard will alert the authorities that you are under threat.
Well, I know for you it'd be hard to find 11 on the keyboard.
It's tough for me.
It is.
It's tough for me to find a 9.
What are you going to do? I don't think it's true.
No, it's not.
No.
That makes no sense.
Oh, boy.
But, you know.
Oh, well.
But I think I got, you know, every time I go to him, it says, you know.
That's a lot of factor, Hank.
No funds on this.
What's going on? Oh.
No funds.
No funds.
Hey, did you see our post on Facebook with the horses, our Roundup horses? The horses that you and I took?
Yes, yes. Nice stuff.
We had Celeste Weston sent that to us. So thank you to her. And she does a really good job.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So if you haven't checked it out, check it out online. It's very, very nice.
Yeah. So. Love the horse photos.
Oh, gosh, they're awesome.
Yep.
But anyway, I hope that you don't fall asleep back here.
Oh,
if you
no.
Do.
I won't. No,
I know you won't.
I'm so. Good. You know, I've operated a long time on...
I know you have. Even less hours.
A lot of late nights. I was grateful, though, that we were in Richland Center because...
Yes.
Platteville had an hour-plus drive to get to school.
Yes, they did. So well, you won't go through that one, will you?
We'll see.
Have a good day, my friend. All be right. Kind.
You bet.
With reliable policies, personalized service, and a commitment to helping you sleep at night, we're here when you need us most. When you choose Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just getting a policy, you're gaining a partner who's there for you in life's biggest moments. With Julie Karen State Farm, you're not just insured, you're protected by a name you can believe in. With our agency, you'll have clear, straightforward guidance, personalized plans that fit your needs, and a team you can trust every step of the way. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This day in history, it was the Constitution of the United States, completed and signed by a majority of delegates attending the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. 1787, this day in history. 1978, after 12 days of meetings at the U.S. presidential retreat of Camp David, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin signed the Camp David Accords, a framework for a peace treaty. And in 2001, 6 days after 9/11, stock prices nosedived, but stopped short of collapse in an emotional flag-waving reopening of Wall Street. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries for today, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Norma Pifrone from the Grandkids. Also, Roman Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy ninth, Caden Bruckner from Grandma, Papa, Uncle Grant, Aunt Jamie, Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Brittany, Ashley, Parker, and Rita. Happy ninth to Caden Bruckner from Mommy, Daddy, Savannah, and Oreo as well. Happy birthday wishes to Nancy McCauley from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Have a great day, Bloom City Town Crier. Celebrants include Dale Kaufman. Happy birthday. And happy anniversary, Lane and Vicky Kronk, and Jim and Michelle Luxton. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday to Katie Campbell, to Cody Dosh, Charlene Koski, and Amber Emmett. Happy birthday wishes from Bob and Heidi Shear today to Lloyd Miller. Have a great day today to Owen Richards and Kristen Nelson Pekish from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Tracy Higgins, have a great day. Love you from Tammy and Paige. RC Lyons with wishes for Caden Bruckner, Jason Marshall, and Alicia Pliner. Happy anniversary, Rochelle and Joshua Cornell, and Lane and Vicky Kronk. Bruce and Sarah Novak, on your 21st wedding anniversary, best wishes from cousin Charlene, and to Isaac and Caitlin Davison from St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Happy anniversary.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland.
Headed toward 86 today. It's 59 at WRCO as we ease into Wednesday. For our special couples, here's Don Williams.
My heart is out of control. This old love struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. And when I hold, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately loving you, desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all depends upon I know to be lost in you so, but I am, and there's nothing I can do. Desperately loving you, desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Desperately loving you desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately.
Don Williams on WRCO as we get set for Wednesday in Southwest Wisconsin. Phil Nee wishing you the best.
Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center. Court in Maine and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, your hometown partners for comfort and style. From family homes to weekend cabins, we bring you trusted brands, personal service, and small-town care you can count on. Visit us today on Main Street in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it is 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast for today calls for a high of 86, partly sunny, very warm and muggy. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, a low of 62. Thursday, 82, still warm and muggy with an isolated shower possible. 58 has been the overnight low. Right now, it's 59.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
For Joanne Krulatz, I'm Phil Nee. Here is a look at news. As a part of Constitution Week today through Tuesday, today is Citizenship Day. February 29, 1952, the U.S. Congress designated September 17th as Citizenship Day. The Daughters of the American Revolution petitioned Congress to set aside September 17th through the 23rd to observe our Constitution. The Constitution is the basis for America's great heritage and foundation of life. On August 2, 1956, Congress requested that the President of the United States proclaim the week beginning September 17th and ending September 23rd as Constitution Week. President Dwight D. Eisenhower originally signed the bill. In the news today, Richland County Administrator Tricia Clements presented the proposed budget for 2026 to the Richland County Board of Supervisors at its meeting last night. Some highlights of the budget include the advancement of one step on wage scale for all full-time employees, the addition of a radio tower technician and radio tower operations funding, restructuring of administration, Simons, emergency services, and HHS staff, and focusing on maintaining and enhancing cybersecurity. County revenue comes from county sales tax, interest on taxes, and Wisconsin's managed forest law and forest crop law, state aid, fines, forfeitures, and various fees, departmental fees charged within the county, various non-department fees, Pine Valley rebated funds, and short-term borrowing, investment income, and in the highway department, the general transportation aid, town bridge 50-50 cost share, wheel tax, and state maintenance agreements. The preliminary budget revenue is $51,890,990. The expense summary includes general administration, public safety, health and social services, transportation, highway, libraries, county fair, public areas, the extension, natural resources, county planning, county development, debt service payments, and capital projects. The preliminary total for expenses, $51,890,900. The preliminary tax levy is $10,851,250, an increase of $510,245. Levy limits restrict the county's ability to generate additional revenue to pay expenses inside the operating budget to a net new construction amount determined by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Richland County's 2025 net new construction in dollars is $5,278,300, or 27% as a percent. Capital projects may be removed from the operating budget and provided for with short-term borrowing or general obligation debt that is not subject to levy limits. Carol Wirth from Wisconsin Public Finance Professionals, LLC, presented a proposal for authorizing general
general obligation promissory notes for capital improvements not to exceed $1,085,000. The capital improvement includes clerk of court register in probate, $25,000 for technology upgrades in the courtroom. The county management information system, $80,000 for server refresh. The highway department, $500,000 for equipment. The sheriff's department, $209,000 for squad cars. And the Simons Recreation Complex, $250,000 for HVAC system replacement. The total of all the improvements, $1,064,000, adding in the issuance expense of 22,750 totals for the total. The Board of Supervisors voted to move forward with this plan for short-term borrowing. The board also approved moving forward with Quarles and Brady LLP for issuance of the general obligation promissory notes. The Richland County Board of Supervisors also approved the designation of the county clerk to serve as the backup county administrator as needed. There will be a community forum on Monday, September 29th at 6 p.m. at the Phoenix Center. This will be an opportunity for the county, city, and school district to share information on what they have been doing. The community has done it again. All the fundraising efforts for Walk with Grace over the past year amounted to over $400,000, almost $100,000 more than the previous year. Thanks to the many teams and volunteers, this year's walk raised $411,470.31. This can only be done through the hard work of everyone in the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Service area. While the walk is over and the numbers are in, up next for Grace Board of Directors is an annual meeting. The annual meeting also serves as a time for the board to show its appreciation to all the volunteers who worked so hard over the past year. The community is invited to attend the annual meeting Thursday night, October 16th, from 5 until 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All are invited to learn more about Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Walk with Grace Committee will hand out team plaques and plates in recognition of their hard work, and directors will hand out checks to the research facilities. The Grace Board of Directors, Walk with Grace chairs, and volunteers wish to thank you for your continued support. This year's total again, $411,470.31. The Milk and a Cheese Program recently held its annual fundraising campaign. This was the big push, but donations are accepted year-round. Organizer Ed Chitwood reports that enough funds were raised to buy just over 800 pounds of cheese for the area food pantries. Tax-deductible monetary donations can be made any time throughout the year by mailing a check payable to Milk and a Cheese, care of Ed Chitwood, 16025 Eddie's Lane, Blue River, 53518. Ed and Linda will be hosting the annual Milk and a Cheese Fall Color Hayride coming up Sunday, September 28th at 1. The hayride is free, but free will donations are appreciated and will be used to support the Milk and a Cheese program. The Milk and a Cheese Hayride will start near the Chitwoods' home, take Birds Creek Valley Drive off Highway 60, and then follow the signs to the staging area. Reservations are not necessary, but are appreciated. Reservations can be made by calling 608-537-2340. Be sure to leave a message if you do not get an answer, letting the Chitwoods know how many will be in your party. The Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin will be presenting Pride and Prejudice this fall. Pride and Prejudice, one of the best-known romances in English literature, written by Jane Austen when she was only 21. It was first published 17 years later in 1813. The cast includes Emily Zarea as Elizabeth Bennet, Callie Senzig as Jane, Ashley Fogle as Mary, Maddie Kratzenberg as Kitty, Stella Woodhouse as Lydia, and David Tim as Mr. Bennet, Summer Rowe as Mrs. Bennet, and Matt Rowe as Mr. Darcy, Allison Adams as Georgiana Darcy, and Elise Staffsleen as Lady Anne and Louisa Hurst, Jen Horton as Carolyn Bingley, Alicia Woodhouse as Mrs. Gardiner, and Cameron Cormican as William Lucas and Mr. Gardner, Faith Morga as Charlotte Lucas, Kevin Riley as Mr. Collins, Joanne Tizar as Mrs. Reynolds, Sharon Zales as Catherine and Mrs. Reynolds, and Jean Burkett as Catherine. Pride and Prejudice will be presented Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th, and October 17th and 18th at 7 o'clock, with Sunday matinees at 2 on October 12th and 19th. Tickets will be priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children. All shows will be at the Richland Center City Auditorium. A motorcycle crash near Platteville resulted in injuries Monday night at approximately 6:45. The Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a motorcycle crash with injuries on Town Hill Road in Lima Township. Platteville Fire Department and Southwest Health EMS were dispatched to the scene along with a deputy from the Sheriff's Office and a Wisconsin State Trooper. When officers arrived, they learned Christopher Bartles, 69, of rural Platteville, was northbound on County Highway D on his motorcycle. Bartles turned east onto Town Hall Road, where he lost control of the motorcycle while negotiating the turn. As a result, the motorcycle slid onto its side and crashed into the surface of the roadway. A passerby who came upon the crash initially found Bartles unresponsive, lying next to his motorcycle in the grass, and reported he was not wearing a helmet. Bartles ended up regaining consciousness and was able to speak to emergency personnel. Bartles was transported by MedFlight to UW Hospital for treatment of his injuries. Christopher Bartles was cited for OWI, first offense, and failure to maintain control. Also in the news, a Wisconsin supermarket chain will have new ownership. The latest consolidation in the industry will have St. Louis-based Schnucks Markets buying 100% of the shares of DePere-based Scoggins Festival Foods and its hometown grocers. The deal includes shares in the trust of the employee stock ownership plan. Schnucks Festival Foods and hometown grocers have become part of the new 1939 group, named for the year the first Schnucks store first opened. Festival Foods has more than 40 locations around Wisconsin. A Luke Bryan concert on a farm is prompting traffic warnings in Dane County. More than 13,000 people are expected when the country music superstar brings his Luke Bryan Farm Tour to Klondike Farms in the village of Brooklyn Thursday, and the Dane County Sheriff's Office says that will cause major traffic problems. The Sheriff's Office will have substantial presence in the area and direct traffic before and after the concert. Concertgoers are encouraged to use event parking, as parking farther away and walking along the highway would create additional safety concerns.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Here are today's vital statistics. Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel, died Thursday, September 11th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse after numerous medical complications. A funeral service will be held on Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. A private burial service will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church on Wednesday from 9 until the service time at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations can be made to Boscobel Area Lions Club, St. John's Lutheran Church, Boscobel EMS, or Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics Foundation. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Brenda Ott, 71, of Boscobel. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua, died Thursday at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center this Friday from 11 until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard A. Ewing, 76, of Viroqua. And Louis E. Louis Williams, 98, of Richland Center, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday, September 19th at 11:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow at the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of the mass at 11:30, where a final service salute will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Memorials may be made to Pine Valley Foundation or St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Louis E. Louis Williams, 98 of Richland Center.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Reminder today, an American Red Cross blood drive is happening in the city of Richland Center at the Richland Center Community Center. That's from 11:30 until 5:30 today. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Walk-ins will certainly be welcome as well. It is 60 degrees. We're headed toward a high of 86 later. You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. News this hour from ABC is sponsored by Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. By Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. Good morning. It is 8 o'clock.
ABC News.